beautiful Tuesday in the Rockies with my brosif, John Harris. I'm Drew Doherty. Here we are at Denver Broncos facilities, Texans Broncos practice today. For me, the big takeaway, so good seeing number 56 out there doing stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. He's been doing more than just stuff. He was in on 11-on-11, looked good in individual. He just feel good to kind of have the soul of defense back, which was kind of nice. We'll see. I would imagine how many reps he'll get on Saturday night, but I would imagine Bill and Romeo Crennel want to see what he's got out there before you get to September 7, because he wouldn't more than likely play against San Francisco. But just to see him back makes you feel good. Arian Foster back today, looks sharp. Andre did some 11-on-11 work. And then 79 was back in the building, Brandon Brooks. So a guy like myself who loves the offensive line, it was great to see Brandon back. We'll see how much he's actually able to do. But Mark and I talked about this earlier on the radio show on All Access, the fact that having Brooks back with Suofilo, with Ben Jones, who I think Ben Jones has had a very good training camp, it's good to have now kind of a threesome, and I don't know that they'll rotate, but at least you got a nice competition now. Brandon's ready to come back at 100%.
Yeah, depth at the very least, too. Jonathan Joseph returned as well. Yep. Didn't do too much teamwork, but still good to see him out there as well. Hey, how about the offense? How'd they look going against those ones on Denver D?
Oh, I thought the offense looked okay at times. I thought the last drill of the day was very interesting, a two-minute, no-huddle, end-of-game type of drill. And the Broncos on the far sideline were really giving it to DeAndre Hopkins, who was getting after it with Aqib Talib. That was really fun to watch these guys get competitive down here on the goal line, which was really, really fun. I thought there were some good moments, bootlegs finding Ryan Fitzpatrick, finding Garrett Graham wide open. Case found Ryan Griffin down the seam one time. I thought overall offensively looked a little sharper. It helps having 23 in the backfield. Yep. He does help, especially when you get him out in pass routes, which a lot of linebackers can't cover him. That's going to be a nice facet of this offense to watch as we go forward. But I thought good work against the defense. I think that's going to be much improved from last year. Even without Danny Trevathan, you had Aqib Talib, you had DeMarcus Ware, you got Von Miller now healthy. That defense is going to be pretty stout. I thought they did good things. Not perfect, not great, but did some good things today.
And full pads on Wednesday. That's going to do it for us today, and we'll see you tomorrow.